All right, it is a Thursday, and as always, we welcome in Dr. Steve Craig, president of Craig Consulting Group and Craig Counseling Services. It's nice to see you.
Good to see you.
By the way, the baby blue looks good on you.
Oh, well, thank you. I dress up for you.
Yeah, you look very nice. Renee Vitale is joining
us
as
I dress up
well.
For her, I'm sorry.
Exactly.
You shouldn't
right.
have.
Exactly.
No, really, you shouldn't have.
It's getting hot in here.
Yeah, we need her help.
Right? Exactly.
Oh,
yeah.
Boy.
Dr. Steve comes in and I'm like, hey, guess what? Here's a new one for you.
I need to start coming in like
really, he needs to start charging
early.
Me.
Right,
yeah.
Right,
yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
We
all
do
right.
have that couch back there in our lobby area now. So
right.
we might be utilizing
you have
that.
A mobile unit?
All right, let's see. Dr. Steve, my son and daughter don't get along. And as a parent, all I really want is for my adult children to be friends. But they struggle because my son mistreats her on a regular basis. She has significant self-esteem issues and has many anxiety issues. I've tried to support her, but his behavior is making it worse. And she just doesn't want him around any longer. She's currently at nursing school, and last week, in front of his sister, he told our neighbor in a very excited and complimentary way that she would make a great nurse and she should apply to nursing school. He has never once told his sister that, and she was in tears. And he commented about how much weight he has lost while his sister struggles with her weight. Again, being completely insensitive to her insecurities and her struggles and completely ignoring her feelings. Every time they are together, he says rude things and she ends up in tears. But when I tell him she is sensitive and fragile and can't handle things, he just ignores me or waves me off while his sister continues to struggle. How can I get a rude brother to stop destroying his sister and disrupting the family when he just doesn't care?
Oof. Wow.
All right, Renee. You go ahead. Yeah, you take this.
Save Chris. Chris is going to explode.
I feel like that maybe he has the insecurity issues. And so as a defense mechanism, perhaps he is, making fun of her, treating her poorly because he's perhaps jealous of her success. And so he finds any little thing that he can one-up her on, like her weight, knowing that he's pushing her buttons by congratulating the neighbor. And so perhaps he's the one that needs to visit you for some therapy. Honestly, I think there's something deep rooted there.
All right. So then what does the person, this mother or father, do then? Because, tell him.
I'm assuming that he's said to her, listen, you're really hurting your sister here. Are you aware? Maybe it is a situation that he doesn't realize he's doing these things. And he's just a bully big brother that never grew up. Maybe he's not self-aware.
Oh, okay, boy. Bully, big brother.
Oh, boy,
okay,
yeah.
Bully, you go.
First of all, I do love my sister, but I have been, I've done some things in the past that I'm not proud of. Now, here's what I'd say. I don't know. At some point, the onus is on the sister here. And I was going to ask you how old these kids were.
Yeah,
but then
know.
I went back and looked, but it says adult children. So they're adults.
We'll call them in their 20s or 30s.
At some point, I don't, and I should say this too. As a parent, you always want your kids to get along and get
right.
together well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right? And you would push for that. I would push for that, certainly. But at some point, don't you have to kind of wash your hands of it and go, wait. You're an adult. You may have some insecurities. But you're doing your own thing. Look what you got going on. You're a nursing student. You've got yourself set up. What do you care what your brother has to say? Now, if he's got something nice to say and you guys can make peace, God bless. But the brother is just being mean, or whether it's knowingly or not. But at some point, you wipe your hands of it and go, this is something you guys got to deal with. I'm not getting in the middle of it anymore.
So Chris is callous and indifferent, right?
That's what I've gathered.
Well, Renee, in this one, I'm going to be with Chris.
Really?
Oh,
yes. Oh,
right.
Wow.
But let's hope this one's not on record, right? Because then I'll have to,
to defend it.
But this is one of those things where I think our world has gone crazy. Because it's terrific that we've now developed a sense in the world that we have to pay attention to people's feelings and recognize them. But that doesn't mean every feeling is right or needs to be placated or enabled, because so many of our feelings are irrational, dysfunctional, selfish, manipulative,
sure,
overblown. I mean, our feelings are aren't this nice little package of logical little things. Most of mine are crazy, selfish, you know. But sure. I don't get to say something, you know, that is really irrational or dysfunctional and expect everybody to address it and handle it. So, you know, I just try and think of examples. And I hear these things in my office and I'm like, wow, what's happened in the world? Like, I heard one recently where the husband is friendly to the mail lady. Like, she shows up at the door. He doesn't know her
just
name.
Just nice.
He's like, just nice kind. To her. Well, thank you. Have a nice day. And mm-hmm. the wife is so jealous. Mm-hmm. And then they're sitting in my office and she's furious that he, you know, no one is appreciating her jealousy. And, you know, what's he doing? And it's like, or you could just handle that he's friendly. Like, why do we have to make a big deal about every emotion you have?
So you're saying we get inside our own heads and become our own worst enemies.
We become our own worst enemies. But we've developed this world that we don't differentiate between which feelings are or sort like of appropriate and which are just irrational.
My feelings are the ones that need to be validated.
Mine need to be validated. Right. And if I have it, it needs to be addressed and talked about. But so I would say there's...
Is it different if you're 14? If your kids are 14 and 13?
Well, if they're 14 and 13, we as parents have to do the job of teaching that your feelings matter, but other people aren't responsible for your feelings. Mm. So you have to learn how to handle things and be okay with it. Now, that doesn't mean that people, on the other hand, get to just be rude, you know, blatantly rude and mean, but there's a certain level of stuff that just are our feelings that just happen because we have our insecurities or whatever, and we don't need to make a big deal out of everybody's feelings all the time. And so when I read this, I'm going to call it the mother, but I don't know if it's a mother or dad or father, that every feeling this sister has, they rush to, oh my God, she's fragile and she can't handle that someone else might get a compliment. Well, to me, you have to say to her, honey, you have to be able to handle that there's other people in the world. And sometimes, I mean, that doesn't mean you're slighted. It doesn't, but to wring your hands and everything, if she's in tears every time the brother shows up and says anything that's a normal way of being, then we're actually not teaching her how to, we're creating a problem because we're not teaching her how to handle anything.
Life.
And then next week he says something innocuous again, but she's upset and we all have to run and take care of it. We have to pay attention to people's feelings. But not every single one of them. That's the problem that we've run into.
Another good one with Dr. Steve. We appreciate you as always. Thanks for coming in. We'll take a break. More coming up. Get you caught up on the headlines. Also, Ford celebrating a major milestone in D.C. It's coming up.